Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Angino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. Paul Violas is with us, national security and law enforcement analyst and CEO of Violas Group International, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Paul, welcome back to KDKA Radio. Good to have you on, sir.
Always a pleasure, Robert.
A couple of things I want to talk about. Coming up a little bit later, a little bit of a curve, but I know you can handle this. There's a lot of talk in Pittsburgh about the benefits of bringing back Terry stops, and I want to get your thoughts about that, but I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up. But I want to start off with the case out of Idaho, the four murdered college students, and now it looks as though they had themselves a suspect. They've arrested him here in Pennsylvania. And there is a hearing coming up on Tuesday to have him sent back to Idaho. This case, though, is still far from being resolved. Is it not?
Yeah, we're just coming out of the starting blocks here, Robert. I think that's the most important thing for everybody to understand as you kind of look at the totality of this case. I mean, right now, clearly, Moscow Police Department, as opposed to a lot of people have been criticizing them about. I mean, they did a very smart thing by keeping this close to the chest. They worked closely with Idaho State Police, which is an excellent organization as well. FBI joined them late in the game and worked with them to pull this thing off. They had solid information on the suspect for a long time. They just didn't share with the media, which was very smart on their part. But now they have an individual that is clearly a suspect. So they can start moving forward with the prosecutor preparing for the prosecutorial stage, which for your listeners, so that everybody understands, mm-hmm. is the most difficult part.
Well, help me out with something. Help us understand why it is that the police would have a suspect, have pretty good confidence that they had the guy, that they know who they're looking for, and then not reveal that information to be able to apprehend him seemingly even more quickly than they did.
Excellent question. Excellent question, Robert. And the reason why is because when they pick this guy up, when they initially realize that they're going to have a solid suspect here, and they dive into him a little bit, they realize that this is a relatively smart, actually more of a, I mean, some describe him as a genius, a PhD student. Not that that means you're, you know, overly brilliant, but you know, you're a pretty smart person at that point. And the last thing that they wanted to do was to show their cards so that this guy goes in the wind. They didn't want to let anybody know, especially the suspect, that they had a lead on this person because, as I said, you know, the last thing you want to do is share your cards in a situation like
okay.
this. And they also realized that they had a solid place to pick him up. That was the parents' house in Pennsylvania. You're working in conjunction with, you know, the Commonwealth and Pennsylvania State Police, local police in that area, which are excellent. So your best shot is keep this close to the chest and pick this guy up, which is what they did. So it was a smart play.
Paul, there were a lot of people who were looking at the Moscow Police Department and thinking that this was above them, that this was way too complicated a case for this little police department in this college town, this prosecutor there who looks more like a Santa Claus wannabe at the mall. Is that part of trying to sell and project an image more so to the suspect than anybody else, and that maybe he thinks he can keep on thinking he's getting one over in the process? He then is not as careful about what he does and the trail and the tracks that he leads?
You know what? The thing about the image that Moscow PD put out, I mean, I think that was perceived by Moscow, that about Moscow PD was inaccurate. And then And I heard a lot of people say this, Robert. And unfortunately, I heard a lot of people from the media, television, not so much radio, but television, really crucifying and burning these guys in effigy. They are not a backwards organization by any means, even though they're a small police department.
Mm-hmm.
And Idaho State Police, which worked hand-in-hand, and I know this for a fact, worked hand-in-hand with them on the course of this investigation, they are a very sophisticated, well-run, well-oiled machine when it comes to law enforcement. So, no, they played this really the best way they could play it. And I say that on multiple levels. And I know that we only have a limited amount of time, Robert, but, you know, this is a treasure trove of information. When you get into a case like this where DNA is just is running rampant throughout that crime scene, processing it in and of itself is incredibly difficult. And they did a very good job so far, from what I understand, with that. But not playing into the public's hand of demanding an immediate result, I think credit and kudos to the chief for keeping this one close. They played it right, and they brought this guy in. So, no, even though the image looks like this kind of backwards organization and mm-hmm. it was just way over their head, just the opposite. They played it well.
Paul Violas joining us, national security and law enforcement analyst and CEO of Violas Group International. So where do we stand now? Where do we go from here?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prosecutorial stage, Robert, and let's talk about that real quickly so everybody understands what that means. Now, what you've seen in the Commonwealth is they've executed a search warrant, which means they've gone after, they sought the judge's permission. They have a document that allows them to go into his residence, his permanent residence where his parents are, and search for specific items that would be relevant to this particular case. In concert with that, they will issue search warrants for his apartment as well as his phone and computers. And at that point, they're going to dig deep into whatever information they have relative to comments that he made, websites he visited, people he spoke with, who may have known, and we're going to find out that he did in fact talk about this, because when you look at a person like this, he can't help himself but to talk about parts of it. So that's going to come into play here. Now, in the overarching piece are the interviews with the family and friends and coworkers, what they have to say. And we're starting to see that, right, Robert? We're starting to see what they're talking about. He was bullied because of his weight. Girls mocked him. Now, that's going to have a direct line, a linear connection to the victims in this case, because they're going to have to show how he was connected to the four deceased, specifically the two that were killed first. Now, they're starting to say there was some kind of DNA tie back. Let's be careful of that. I know a lot of people are jumping on that like a dog with a bone. Let's be careful with that, because at very best, if there's a DNA tie back, that puts him there. It doesn't put him as a killer. So we are a far distance away from where we need to be. We've got to prepare this so that defense attorneys a year from now, when they pick everything apart, will not be successful.
Okay, so, and they made it clear when they had their news conference yesterday that they still want more tips, they still want more information, and I'm guessing anybody who has any information at all that would tie him back to either one or all four of the victims, because it is interesting that that would be the place that he would choose. There has to be some kind of a reason, I would think, that it was that particular house, that particular place, those particular victims.
Right. Now, you're going to go back to police involvement at that particular location, Robert. What you're going to find is you're going to see where, and this information will probably become more available to the public in the days and weeks to come.
Mm-hmm.
But that house was probably someplace that was known to numerous people for open access. We already know that there were calls for service there for parties and, you know, loud music, et cetera. So the fact that it's highly probable that our suspect had been in that home, had interacted with those victims that may have been mocked by people in that house, because we know we have a history for that. We're going to start to see a connection there.
Good
but
point.
But still, we have to put him with the knife in his hand. That's going to be key. The fact that he was there, remember one thing before we break here. Remember one thing, Robert. The first thing this guy said when they collared him was, "Did you arrest anyone else yet?"
Oh, wow.
So remember that uttered statement, police documented. As a detective, you're going to sit down. You're starting with that one. That's the lead to that interview, Robert, I can tell you right now. So, yeah, we're a long way from home on this
one. All right, one last thing before I let you go. In Pittsburgh, there's a lot of concerns about the murders that we've had, significant uptick. There was a proposal by a professor out of CMU that we need to consider bringing back targeted Terry stops. And I wanted to get your thoughts about the value or the danger of having Terry stops brought back to a police department in order to try to reduce the level of gun murders in an area.
Robert, there's a value and a danger to it. It depends on the police department, and the training of the police. And that's what it really comes down to. Now, I can tell you, having worked closely with Pittsburgh PD or Pennsylvania State Police, Allegheny, well-trained, well-oiled machines, and just a solid police organizations. Not really concerned with that. Am I concerned with it in general? Yeah, because unfortunately, that's not the benchmark across the country. And police departments over the last handful of years have dropped dramatically in how much they're allowing for training and retraining of police officers. As well as, and we know this to be true, that police chiefs and sheriffs around the country are poaching cops because they can't find enough good ones. So if you put reasonable suspicion in the hands of a wrong cop, you run into a problem. One bad cop can spoil it and make it dangerous for, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of cops. So that's the danger part of it. There's no question about that. To be honest, that's a straightforward answer.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in favor, based on what's going on right now, am I in favor of being able to arm good cops with that leverage? Absolutely. No question about it. But we have to make sure that the training is right and we have the right people making those calls.
Paul Violas, National Security and Law Enforcement Analyst and CEO of Violas Group International, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Paul, thank you very much for your time this Saturday. Happy New Year to you.
Healthy and happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
Thank you, Paul. All right, I want to get your reaction to all of this. Here's the phone number for you. It's 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Your calls, your texts, welcome. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, Mangino on KDKA. Also coming up, Beth Pittenger will be joining us in just a matter of moments. Beth Pittenger is the executive director of the Citizen Police Review Board. Her insights on Terry stops next on KDKA Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.